Tomorrow, Congress will break for the summer. Lawmakers heading home may need to campaign for fall elections or heading to their party's convention starting Monday.
With that deadline looming, Congress actually got something done this week. The Senate passed a bill yesterday to fight opioid addiction, which the president is expected to sign. But lawmakers did nothing to fund treatment for the Zika virus and did not vote on a package of gun restrictions. NPR congressional reporter Susan Davis joins us now from the Capitol. Hi, Susan.
Hey there.
So this is the first time that Congress has tried to solve the opioid crisis. What's in the bill?
So what this bill does is it provides new policies and new resources for first responders, for law enforcement, for healthcare providers to treat the opioid epidemic. What it does more broadly and more specifically as a policy matter is really fascinating in that policymakers have shifted away from looking at drug epidemics as criminal justice problems, as problems you can jail your way out of, and more about public health problems and a health crisis and shifting to those avenues of treatment. So, you know, of course, since it's Congress, there's still some disagreements over the bill. Democrats say that they don't have enough money to make these new policies effective. But Republicans, you know, that largely drove this bill, say it will be hugely effective and they'll look to put more money in the pipeline in the future.
And you really don't see a 92-2 vote very often these days in the Senate, which is what it was on this. Let's listen to some of the senators talking about this. Senate Republican Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said this.
At a time when drug overdoses claim 129 American lives every single day, it's painfully clear that we need to do more, and we need to do it now.
And here is Democrat Charles Schumer of New York, who was critical of the plan.
This bill is like a Hollywood movie set, something that appears real on the surface, but has no substance and no life beyond its false facade.
What's that about, Sue? Is that just because it doesn't have enough money in his eyes?
It is. You know, Democrats tried to get an extra $600 million in what they call emergency funds put into this bill. Emergency funds means they don't need to be offset. They can come from a separate stream of revenue that doesn't go in the normal spending process. And Republicans didn't want to do it that way. There is some calls for funding in this bill, but funding in Congress comes through a separate avenue, through the appropriations process, through spending bills there. You know, it's probably not going to get the $600 million this year that Democrats are asking for, but Republicans are saying they will put more money towards these efforts this year. And I think you see with that huge bipartisan margin that this is an issue that crosses partisan lines in the Congress and in this country, where the heroin and opioid epidemic has affected virtually every state in the nation, and that lawmakers across the spectrum wanted to be able to go home and say they did something on that this year.
Another issue that lawmakers across the spectrum wanted to be able to go home and say they did something on, especially those living in some of the southern states like Florida, was Zika, and they didn't pass anything. There was a baby with microcephaly born in Houston this week, but no action on approving money to fight the Zika virus. Senator Marco Rubio said it's inexcusable. What happened?
You know, this bill has been tripped up from the beginning. It goes back to February when President Obama initially made the ask for $1.9 billion in funding to combat the threat of the virus ahead of the summer mosquito season. The first round of debate was over how much money they should spend. Congress did already approve roughly around $600 million that's in the pipeline to combat Zika, but they needed more, and that's what we're stuck on now. And the stuck on it now, they reached a deal on $1.1 billion. The problem is what's inside the bill. It passed on party line measure on a party line vote in the House, and it's stuck in the Senate, where Senate Democrats have blocked the bill. They say that Republicans included language in this that would prevent Planned Parenthood clinics, particularly in Puerto Rico, from accessing any of these new funding. And Democrats say this is just an attempt to restrict funding for Planned Parenthood, which has been a familiar fight in Congress. Republicans say Democrats holding this up just means that this tranche of money is not going to be able to get out there in time. You know, there's another test vote in the Senate today, but it's expected to fail, which means the closest they'll get to acting on this is September if they can get a deal then.
And a lot of mosquitoes in this country before then. So this is going to be something that I'm sure we'll continue to hear about and to cover. No action on guns either after all of the shootings that we've seen over the last several months.
You know, the problem on guns in Congress is that Congress can't agree on what the problem is. On the Democratic side of the aisle, this is strictly an argument about the access and availability of guns in this country. And they are advocating for stronger background checks, for stricter controls on how guns are sold. And Republicans fundamentally don't agree, and they control Congress. You know, Republicans have looked at this more in terms of being about how do we combat terrorism? How do we combat radicalization? House Speaker Paul Ryan has said that Republicans may bring up legislation affecting mental health, but it's not about access to guns. So if you can't agree on what the problem is, it's hard to agree on what the policy solution should be. So it's unlikely when they come back this fall that gun legislation is going to happen. It seems more likely that we're going to need another election to see which way the needle moves in Congress on guns.
That's NPR congressional reporter Sue Davis on Capitol Hill. Thank you so much.
Thank you.